Sitting on some village bunking. Never know they like you've been wanting. No more of an expense now. Na SNB group savings account. Saving na zero monthly fee. Bank no charge up a quarter ni fee. Positive saving rates. Saving best for you bukumo yes. Flexible access yandalama. Mama ATM, mama bangalana. E-wallet yono bangalana. Check deposit or drone dalama. You cannot remove a member. How many members is your chidimba? No, no need your my physical meet. You charge the boss, I'm a member. Village banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving at the group, I just got better. Saving in a shop, I'm just got better. The SMB group savings account. The
FNB's Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 8:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio. Chililabombo bus terminals are near the completion as the phase 2 works progress. First ever street lights are installed in Chitambo. In Africa news, one illegal miner arrested in Bapong, South Africa. With the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Chililabombo Municipal Council says construction of the first ever bus terminus in the district is progressing steadily, with phase 2 works expected to be completed by April next year. Chililabombo Mayor Lucky Sichone has expressed satisfaction with the pace of the project during a site update, stating that the works are on schedule in line with the project implementation plan. Mr. Sichone says phase 2 has focused on the development of key facilities and that improving service delivery and commuter convenience, including ticketing booths and restaurant rooms. He notes that once completed, the bus terminus will bring order, safety and efficiency to public transport operations in the district, adding that the lack of a designated facility in the past had contributed to unregulated bus operations and road traffic accidents. Mr. Sichone has since thanked residents for their continued support, noting that the project is being funded entirely through locally generated resources. Chitambo District has recorded a major development milestone for the commencement of the installation of its first ever street lights. The project is expected to improve public safety, enhance town's appearance, and promote nighttime economic activity. Council Assistant Public Relations Officer Roderick Nyerenda attributed the development to the policy direction of President Hakainde Hichilema. He said the President's commitment to the equitable distribution of national resources has enabled districts like Chitambo to implement a key infrastructure projects. Mr. Nyerenda further explained that the project involves the installation of 39 solar-powered streetlights along a 1.3-kilometer stretch of the Chitambo Central Business District at Mukando Tanoff.
Powered streetlight has been installed along the stretch of 1.3 kilometers at Chitambo Central, starting from the Mukando Junction. is a testament of good government policies that has yielded fruits that we are seeing today, because our government is working, and we thank the president and his administration for the good gestures that he has shown to the people of Chitambo. And now we are able to see the street lights environment where they light. We'll be able to see what is happening and also continue to build.
Meanwhile, resident Elizabeth Mwila has thanked the government for the gesture, saying the project to improve safety and business activities in the district. Some Lusaka residents have welcomed the launch of the second phase of the Cash for Worker program, stating that government should ensure that all vulnerable citizens benefit from the program. The residents have, however, charged that the program risks losing its purpose if challenges experienced in the first phase, where some leaders allegedly prioritize the relatives, are repeated.
They are not considerate, like they don't consider if they want to watch abi. Mostly we find that like is a maning family, my relatives are on the Nangara Kusogoro, of which she wants them to know the benefit, only those who are connected to them directly. Chichacheve chija, au mancheve nchoipa, so chizawa my phase 2 ya mne waretai, ya neza ma 2026. We just hope and pray that isangare munga manevi nzoriri all along, manevi angkari ya kuti wangu yanga na piwa javantu, badi closer to them, badi connected to them. What about wajawenangu? Wajawenangu anibadi be connection ili yonse na mtu wa mnari mboma, which is bad. So chizaya mikira, ngatipari cheve wa sebenzi, bazaya bayangenepo wa boma.
Yesterday, government officially launched the 2026 revised Cash for Work program, aimed at providing temporary employment and income support to vulnerable citizens affected by the economic shocks, particularly the impact of the 2023-2024 drought. Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Gift Sialuwalo, said the initiative that builds on Phase 1, which ran from August 2024 to September 2025, following President Haga Ndehichilema's declaration of the drought as a national disaster in February 2024. The revised program has been expanded from 87 to 116 districts, covering all local authorities and nationwide, and is expected to benefit over 1.5 million people within 6 months, subject to the availability of funds. Mr. Sialuwalo said the cabinet approved the revised program on 8 December 2025 to address the weaknesses identified in phase 1, including challenges in targeting, supervision, payments, and grievance handling.
This expansion signifies our commitment to ensuring that every corner of Zambia feels the impact of the program. It is a testament indeed to our belief that no one should be left behind. The program is expected to benefit about 1,548,227 people, beneficiaries who benefit from countrywide, over a period of 6 months. However, as we celebrate this expansion and the number of beneficiaries, it is important to acknowledge that recruitment will be based on the availability of funds.
The Consumer Unity Trust Society CATS says the recent increase in electricity supply